Something I've learned as an online student is just because I'm physically distant doesn't mean I have to feel distant.
Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they've adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. Created by the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University, I'm your host, Megan Finnerty, and today I'm talking with Altina Bonet. Welcome, how are you?
Hi, I'm good and just drinking my coffee here, my Arizona State University mug here.
A little bit about our guest. Altina works in freelance and contract communications positions. She graduated from the Hewdown School of Human Communication in 2022 with her master's degree, which she did fully online. Prior to coming to ASU, she earned two bachelor's degrees, one in communications for media and visuals, as well as another for business. And in her free time, she loves to further develop her craft by making content for social media, including reels and videos about ASU. Talk to me about why it's so important for you to connect with the college, even though you've graduated.
So building the content was kind of because I was an online student. So I was like, hey, I'm not there, but I'm still a part of this group. I'm still a Sun Devil. So let me talk to my community. Let me talk to my Sun Devils. So while I was doing schoolwork, I would just make content, whether it was me reading a chapter that was throwing me for a loop, or I was working and saying, oh my God, I have a paper that's due at 11:59. It just connected, and I know it will resonate with other people. So I just made the decision to just go for it and film while I work.
Well, I love it. So tell me the background of how you landed at ASU, because it seems with all of your degrees, you highly value education.
I have my two bachelors, as you said, from a college nearby where I lived at previously. And I was like, I always wanted to get my master's degree. And I've always been somebody that talks about communication is highly important, whether it's through media, a visual, or just in human connection. And I always wanted to be on the West Coast. I'm from the East Coast, I'm from New York, but for some reason I always had this love for the West Coast. And initially I was just looking for school. And when you go on the website for ASU, it talks about being one of the top five schools for innovation. And you learn about the Hewdown School and you learn about all of these beautiful things that are happening there. And it was just like, oh, okay. I don't think I ever thought about this. And I couldn't move to the West Coast like I wanted to at the time. And I realized that, you know, maybe I could start my program online. And ASU had a program online, which I did my research, read some reviews, and a lot of alumni talked about how great it was. And I was like, I'm just going to try. And that was kind of how I found ASU. So
going more into then, why study communication? And how does that kind of relate to what you do now?
Ooh, that's a deep, divulging question there. This may get personal here. I grew up with my grandparents who are of a particular religion. And sometimes I felt like I wasn't being heard, or the things that I needed weren't being heard. And then as I got older, I realized it wasn't necessarily that I wasn't being heard, but it was just that the communication cues weren't there. And I realized that in my undergrad class, because, you know, you have the core classes where it's like you have to take psychology and, you know, all of these other certain courses. And you're like, I don't know what this has to do with what I'm doing. And we talked about how you were raised and certain choices you make that your communication sometimes with someone else may not be there. And I was like, well, if you take the time to understand communication, that could do so much. So initially, when I was thinking of ASU, I was like, oh, I could just get a master's in social media and be happy with that. But I was like, to really understand social media, your best aspect is to understand communication and how to reach out to different audiences, or to be able to tell somebody's story. You need to be able to empathize and hear them and move forward with that. And when I was looking at ASU's program online for human communication, and I looked at who the professors were and what some of the students became after, I was like, oh, this is not bad at all. And it's kind of fitting for where I wanted to go. And because I value education so much, why would I not also want to take the opportunity to go to a school whose rankings are, you know, ridiculously impressive, and that they also appreciate communication with such a diverse community within the school as well. So it was just like, that's not a hard thing to choose.
That's really great. And when we talk about, though, your desire to be out West as an online student, yeah, you weren't out West. Did you ever get the time to come to campus?
Yeah. For my birthday in 2021, I have to think this through, the pandemic seemed so long ago, but it wasn't. I had the opportunity to take a trip to Arizona to visit some friends, and they lived near the school. And my first night there, they were like, we were driving down the boulevard, and they were like, look, there's your school. And I turned around with this big ASU sign. I was like, I'll be back. It's midnight right now, so I can't go right now, but I'll be back, you know, the next day. And so I got to go on campus, and there was like this emotional thing that kind of happened once I was on campus, because I was walking around campus and it was empty, but there was still like this resignation of, this is me, this is my home, this is my people. And the few people who were on campus were so nice and like kind-hearted, and it just felt good. So I ended up at the U Downs building, go figure, and couldn't go inside, obviously, but like when I found the building and I was standing there, I happened to also be able to get into my ASU like schedule, and it showed where one of the classes would actually be. So I jokingly was like, if I was on campus, this is where I would be taking my classes. But it was just such a feeling of community there. And even when I got to the bookstore and they were like, oh, wait, you're a student. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, here, we have care packages. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah. So I brought a bunch of stuff and they were like, here's your package. And I'm opening it, it has all this ASU stuff. And it just felt really good. And it felt good to be a part of the community, whether there was a lot of people on campus or not. It just felt right. And I didn't want to leave, but I walked the whole campus and it was 100 degrees outside.
I was going to say that story must have been in the summer if there weren't many people walking around campus. But yeah, I think, you know, I remember that too. So when I applied to ASU, I had never been on campus before. And so I committed and I was like, I'm going there. And it was like, you know, my first day there. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is home. And so when we talk about, you know, finding the right school or finding the right work environment, there is something to the feeling that you get when you're just in a space. And it all of a sudden feels like this is where I'm supposed to be. And this may be just such a broad question, but what does being a Sun Devil mean to you?
In community, for instance, like you said in my intro, I graduated last year and I never stopped making content when it connected to ASU. And it, one, got me here talking to you, but it also just means being there for each other. So when I see stuff online, whether it's about the sports team or a transfer student who plays football, basketball, male or female, or something great that a doctorate student has done and they got fellowships, I am one of those people who, you don't know me, but I'm going to tag you and go, congratulations, I'm so happy for you. And being an online student, I learned that you don't have to be a distant student because you're a distant student. You can still be very much a part of it. So to me, being a Sun Devil is taking in my Sun Devils. So, you know, I watched all the March Madness and or any student that got drafted during any of the drafts this year. And I was like, yeah, that's us. Or like I said, anybody that got a fellowship or students that just post online where they say things like, I'm graduating in a few weeks, and just letting them know that as much you're proud of you, I'm proud of you, you know, the entire ASU family, staff, professors, we're proud of you too, so that you never have to feel like you're just away and not a part of it. And so being a Sun Devil to me is about being there for one another, because sometimes somebody may post something and they may just be saying, I have this last chapter to read and my final is tomorrow. And they may just need that one encouraging sentence from somebody who's been there, done that. And they go, you got this. Don't let that chapter beat you. You know, just keep going. And if I send that and never get a response, I'm fine with that because I at least know I put that good energy out there for them to press forward, because I went through a lot as a student, and my classmates and my advisors, and they made it that I wanted to keep going. They made it that they were proud of me when I moved forward. So I just want to keep it going, you know?
You made so many points right there that I want to just bring back up that I thought were really beautiful. Just because you're distant physically does not mean you have to be distant emotionally or feel disconnected to the campus. And something that mm-hmm. I tell people in my personal life, you know, when you move across country or when you're starting a new job or something like that, is community doesn't happen to you. You have to be an active participant in it. And so we both came into a university. It's absolutely massive, so big in size. It's ginormous. And it was, okay, how do we embed ourselves in it and get the most out of it that we can? And then you take it the step forward of saying, okay, I don't want somebody else to feel alone. I want somebody else to know that they were encouraged, and you reach out to them. And I think that is just so beautiful, so kind, definitely what a Sun Devil should do. You just mentioned too that you had friends and kind of professors that you felt comfortable with sharing when you went through hard things, when you built those relationships. Do you think that's just because you're someone who studied communication, or do you think that that's something that everybody should kind of take as advice, is to reach out to their community and the people that are around them?
I feel like you should just build out comfortability. Both of my parents died during the pandemic as I was a student. And my grandmother was the last one who passed away. And she passed away, what I think was like, school had just started, but we were almost near midterm. And it was just she and I at home. And I had a paper due the next day at 11:59. We all know that 11:59 mark. And I got a phone call and they were like, so, you know, your grandma, she passed this morning. Like, I didn't know how to handle it. And I was like, okay, I have four classes that all have assignments due. What do I do? And first I took accountability for myself and I said, look, you're going to have to figure out how to do this. I was like, you're just going to have to push through. But emotionally, it was starting to hit me.
Right.
And I was like, okay, no, I just have to reach out. And I reached out to all my professors individually. And I said, I understand that my responsibility as a student is to do my work, but I do want you to understand that this is something that literally just happened and I'm trying to deal with it. If I end up slacking, I just want you to know ahead of time. You never know what your professors will respond to, and they may be somebody that completely understands it because they're human as well. So sometimes you need to give them the grace, just like you want somebody to give you the grace. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, I completely understand. Take your time. I will give you an extra extension if you need it. If you feel like you're not going to be able to make it, I get it. If you can, that's great. But don't push yourself to end up not doing your best because you feel you're not in the right headspace. And I was surprised because I'm a distant student. So you think that if you're not in your professor's space, they don't get to know you. They don't know. But for some strange reason, there was not a disconnect of the emotional thing that I was going through. And so I would definitely say your best option is to always make sure that you use those abilities and speak up and let people know what's going on. Because if you don't, how would you know how to go forward?
So this podcast is called Learning from Experience. And I think you just shared a lot about your experience that was so beautiful. We learned things from you, like how important it is to live the Sun Devil way, reach out to others, also take advantage of your community and reach out to your professors if you are going through something tough. But I wanted to give you the opportunity to say, you know, if you had a piece of advice to pass on through the success that you've had already in your career or just the life experiences that you've gone through, is there something you would encourage other students to do?
Give yourself grace. That's one. Because sometimes you'll stress yourself out, not realizing that if you just take a moment to breathe and realize that you have the ability to do it, you just have to get out of your own head because you're always your worst critic. So pull that back a little bit and say to yourself, oh, I have the ability to do that. That was something I realized because in my final class, I was freaking out about my final project. And I was like, oh my God, this, my graduation is based on this. And I ended up getting, I'm like, I need an A in this class to graduate. I need it. I need it. And then when I got the grade back like 2 days later, and it was like, I literally got like a 98. I was like, wait, I didn't need to put myself through that. I didn't need the 4 sleepless nights of freaking out. So give yourself grace. Secondly, don't look at the clock necessarily when you have that 11:59 situation going on. Set a timer. I used to set a timer where I made it for 11:49 so that I could trick myself into thinking, oh my God, that's it. I have to submit this. But then I was like, oh wait, no, I have like 10 minutes. I could just reread it really quickly and realize that it was exactly what I needed to get that out. And be in your community, no matter where you are. You have one for a reason. There are so many opportunities available to you as an online student, as an on-campus student. And sometimes just take the time to see that and acknowledge that. And I take that from school into life. So my learning experiences at ASU, even as an online student, have trickled down from there to now. And it's a year later since I've graduated. So,
Altina, I have to just make sure that I ask you this question, because every time I talk to you, I just feel more proud to be a part of the ASU community in a way. Can you explain to our listeners why you love it so much?
I think it was just the feeling of community that I got, because I'm only going to put the effort into something like you said earlier, when you know, you just know, when you get that feeling of this is where I belong, you just want to share with everybody. So I never felt disconnected from anything. So I think as long as I didn't feel disconnected, I felt like I had my community, I had my people, and even things that had nothing to do with me. The beauty that I was seeing that the school was a part of in Arizona for the students and the fight that the school was putting up for other students. It just made me be like, yeah, why would I not be proud of that? So if my proudness of being a Sun Devil makes me, you know, an ASU influencer, I'm for it. You know, I wear my shirts and my t-shirts proudly, and, you know, people jokingly say to me when they see me sometimes, like, why are you here? And I'm like, no, because I'm spreading it. I'm happy for everybody. You know, I just love it and I can't help it. You know,
I wish our viewers could see your face right now, because she just has the most beautiful smile on her face. And it just, I don't know. There's something about how much you love it that is just inspiring. If you're listening and you want to learn more about Altina's experience, you can connect with her on social media at that Instagram handle, which is going to be at Say Hi Tina with an underscore. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check out the college's YouTube channel or visit the college.asu.edu/LFE podcast. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time.